Well, we took a little break. We've done... How many have we done? Seven?
Eight.
We got seven to go. Felt sick preparing these ones. But let's start on a very different type of pud.
Hello and welcome to the Auntie Donna podcast, the new 15-part Patreon Auntie Donna Club exclusive podcast, where each week the three performing members of the six-person comedy group Auntie Donna all try a new pud that Tom, who does our music, has bought for us. But the twist is, and there is a twist, we recorded all 15 episodes in one day, so we might get a bit sick of the of puds by the end of it. Tom, what pud are we trying this week?
We're trying a light sponge with dates covered in a sticky date toffee sauce. That's right, it's the old school sticky date pud.
From Sarah Lee?
From Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty.
No, this is Sarah Lee.
No, it's Auntie Betty.
No, we're still on Auntie Betty month.
This is Auntie Betty month, guys. Oh, scandal.
One?
Scandal on the podcast.
No.
Yeah. Scandal on the podcast.
So what the fuck?
Oh, Mark.
What?
Will you guys fill while Mark and I run and get the sticky dates from the fridge?
You gotta go get that.
I've got
mine,
but I'm gonna heat it up again. Wait,
go
no.
Heat it up again.
I've got the Sarah Lee sticky date.
Mark, there's been a miscommunication.
That's next week.
I'm running.
But that's next week, mate. Just go heat it up, buddy. Go heat it up. Go heat
One second.
Mate. You don't have to prove us wrong. Just go heat it up, mate.
Oh, I was
go
right at the we'll fucking fill. End. That's go fucking bullshit.
No, it's not. It's all good, mate. Just go heat it up.
How does yours smell?
That's not
I can't.
Fair.
It is fair. It's fine. Just cover. We're going to cover. It's hard to cover when someone's yelling at me. Tom, I got two little Aunt Betty puds and I fucked up. I don't know which one's which.
Let me have a look at the picture. Talk to me about the differences.
They look very similar.
So what have we got left for Auntie Betty's? We've got Dolce de Leche.
Yeah, so coming up next month, we're going to have a Dolce de Leche. It's not a steamy pud. And this is, of course, the final week of the Aunt Betty steamy pud month. There was a bit of a miscommunication. We are recording these blocks of four and then taking a 20-minute break to prepare the next set of four puds. I can see where the mistake happened. This is week five of the October lot. So a bit of confusion there from Mark and Broden, but they'll be heating up those puds in no time.
Right up.
Not happy about this.
So there's the Dolce de Leche and the...
Dolce.
And then there's the sticky date. Now...
But why is the Dolce... Why is the Auntie Betty's one? Dolce put all the way at the bottom in November?
Oh, my God.
Second to last
Mark,
and not...
Mark,
to break
mate,
it up, Mark.
Mate, to break it up. This is to not the Aunt up, Betty's month... Okay?
Right.
This is
right,
the
right.
Aunt Betty's steamy pud month.
Pud month.
Alright, okay. I got confused with the steamy pud month. I got confused.
Mark, I'm fine with the mistake. I was fine with the mistake. You did get a little aggressive there, looking up things, working things out, but that's
fine. I was flustered as to... I so double-checked this. I felt like I double-checked it. I wasn't checking to prove you wrong. I was checking to see how I could have fucked this up.
Oh, that's
okay. Theater 10 out of 10.
Can I say...
The boys, 10 out of 10.
I'm holding a Dolce de Leche. What's a 10 out of 10?
Theater.
Oh,
but
theater.
Before we pull them out, I need someone to take a look because I'm holding a Dolce de Leche and I'm holding a sticky date and I don't...
Show me the top. Screen. Show me the top.
Well,
the
I
the
marked
Dolce,
one.
That's
a fair.
Date.
And then there's this one.
Show us the
Oh,
show
fuck,
the
they look the same, cunt. Oh, show no, the one on, I would say the first one you held up is the Dolce.
Well,
you'll know,
well,
I think that...
Can I just...
I think that,
Mark, can we just go for the audio on this, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to describe the two. One is a fairer colour. The other has a slightly richer ombre tone. I
That's
feel
my
like,
Dolce.
Well, okay, but there's
the
colour difference in the camera. We're doing this over Zoom. Which is the fairer of the two?
Isn't this for only for Patreon?
Yeah, but some people will just listen. Some people will listen. It's a choice.
That's true.
And also for my sake, because you're showing me over the camera, right? You understand? You're showing me over the camera, but there's color difference. What I need to know is which is the sticky date the darker pudding?
I don't know. I think so.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, if not, just take it out, theatre 10 out of 10, and it'll have nuts or it won't.
Yeah, oh, does one have nuts on it?
Yeah, I think one should have nuts.
Oh, okay. I think I see nuts in this one.
All right. Godspeed. But I'm telling you, theatre 10 out of 10 for this beautiful sticky date. I don't have anything to
turn this out onto. The theatre was fine for me, but mine's been reheated, so...
Oh, yours is going to be fun. Yours could actually be bad to eat. You should maybe not eat that.
Nah, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. Just a quick little reheat.
Smells the fucking same as all the other ones.
Yeah. So it's a weak sticky date. Yeah, there's nuts on the dolce.
Oh, okay then. Yeah, this is.
If you're sick, Mark, at least we get some good socials out of it. You know, that's
exactly.
Like what you can always take heart in.
Exactly.
Wow. Don't eat it yet, Mark.
No.
I'm smelling it. Why won't you let me smell?
You're always trying to eat it.
I'm not.
I'm getting a real buttery tone with this.
Mm. I'm getting very, like, it smells like everything else, but with a little bit of sticky date. Like, it's a very subtle, very...
I love sticky date, by the way. Mm.
Well, then yeah, you'll go. I'm sure you're... I'm excited for the Sara Lee sticky date, if I'm being completely honest.
First,
but that's next week.
This is the first of the Aunt Betty's that doesn't have an alcohol smell to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, that's fair. That's a very
I'm smelling the caramel and then...
I'm eating it. There's fruit. Yeah,
he's got to tell us, Mark.
Oh, yeah, no, I get to go, and then I get to read stuff and say stuff.
Oh, yeah,
just
yeah,
fucking wait.
Get eating that pudding.
Fucking chomping at the bit to just get this over with.
All right, go. No one really knew the question, but Auntie Betty's
steamed
puds.
You're going to say, let's get eaten.
Let's get eaten, pud. No one really knew the question, but Auntie Betty's steamy puds were the perfect answer to everything. Deliciously light and fluffy and steamed.
Chemical.
Just so.
Chemically.
Store in the pantry and ready after
it's
just
got,
30
it's
seconds
the
in the microwave.
It's got the golden syrupness to it, but it's slightly more palatable. But it's got that golden syrup thing going on. And
you know, into it.
Chemically. Chemically.
That's not, yeah, that doesn't taste like
I give it
sticky
one
day
and
to
half
me is
puds.
No, too early.
Sticky too day early. To me is warm, inviting. Come here, I'm going to give you a big, gooey hug.
Butter hug, ew.
Yeah, that's sticky date to me, you know, like it's, you know, coats your whole mouth. This is, like Broden said, very chemically. I think it may be a similar source to the
And after that
syrup.
Great fun we had with the Christmas pud element, the fruit, the plum pudding, we're back to that googie woogie.
It's googie.
Can I say, I think the addition of dates lifts this higher than the other caramelly steamy puds. It's still in that family, but it's, I think, better than the other ones.
I'd like to read to you what it's supposed to be accompanied with.
Can we guess?
Can I guess?
Yeah, please.
I brought in your guess.
Double cream.
Correct.
This would be
Another
good
guess.
With the double cream. He's not
Another
wrong.
Guess.
I was going to say something fucked like a port.
I reckon vanilla ice cream.
I'm going to go vanilla bean ice cream.
Vanilla ice cream.
But I would actually, I
vanilla
would pair
bean
this.
Vanilla bean ice cream.
Broden, here's the fucking twist of the fucking century, cunt. I would fucking do this one with a fucking double cream. Right there. Right there. There you go, cunt.
Yeah.
Cunt. I don't taste the chemical in this. Of all of them, this
really?
Is the least chemically.
I disagree. Go
Auntie Betty says, great accompanied by whipped cream with a touch of spice.
That's fucking stupid. That's
spice? What, like
fucking, what, cumin?
Paprika?
Yeah.
The touch of spice.
Put
funny. Your spice
what is it, fucking fried
in
chicken?
The pud. What is this spice in the cream? Silly, silly, silly.
There's whipped cream as well. Disagree. Double thick.
Yeah, double thick cream, 100%. Broden, I'm with you there, mate. I'm with you there, buddy.
Look, that to me evokes a very bad sticky date pudding. I think the date's absolutely in the cake, Zach. You're 100% correct that it lifts it. It definitely lifts it. But the sauce for me is as sickly sweet and gross as the golden syrup one.
So here's what's wild.
I'm
crazy.
In hell.
Yeah. Yeah, this is too many.
My skin hurts. Does your skin hurt? My skin hurts. From all the
I am getting, my tummy's going.
Have you seen the Auntie Donna Pud sketch that we're in?
No.
Yes.
That's what this is based on. And I thought when we first started talking about this idea, not so much when you first pitched it, but when we first started floating the idea of doing it in one day, I thought it would be more like the start of Pud. The joy of, yes, a sliver of more Pud.
Yeah.
It's more like the end of Pud when I'm like, it's too much back. Pud. You know what I'm saying? It's more like that last bit where we're sad.
Yeah. The saddest part for me is I'm looking over at the other Puds I've prepared. And they all look fucking awful.
No, they look, but they look better than this. Sarah and I'm mad off. That they're getting cold.
Sarah Lee's going to go off.
Sarah Lee is going to go off for sure.
Mark,
and you've got to double Sarah Lee to follow this.
Yeah, fucking A. So here's what's crazy.
That's something to look forward to, everyone.
This is like the Venn diagram of events right now, because we are at the end of the Aunt Betty Steamy Pud month.
Which has been rough. It's been the dark ages.
And I don't even get to have the raspberry and white chocolate, by the way. I didn't get that. I didn't get you? For some no, I think I got a replacement pud.
Oh, okay, no. Cool.
It's which is why I was confused before, because I thought my sticky date was a replacement for the raspberry and white chocolate.
Ah. So, okay. So the thing that's... Oh. So the thing that's crazy for me, right, we're at the end of the Aunt Betty Steamy Pud month. We're in the first half of the sticky date pudding fortnight, and next week is the second half of the sticky date pud fortnight, but the first half of the Sarah Lee frozen range fortnight. This is right now.
Off that.
That's right. Yeah, we're right in that.
The Sarah Lee sticky date is going to be served so well by being led in by this fucking chemically cunt.
Oh yeah. It's going to be like, thank God. There's going to be a big... I forgot to fill up my water.
Is it served well by it? Like, to a degree, yes, but is it also going to be like, I'm now so fucking sick of puddings and now specifically sticky date pudding?
It's going to be delicious.
Well, no, I'm not specifically sick of sticky date pudding. I've only had one and it's been awful. And I feel like the next one is going to be good. So I feel like I'm in good stead. But I would like to get to it because I don't want it to go too cold.
But that's right, can I just say one thing, though, before we do that?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because this is not... When we rate it as a sticky date, not great. When we rate it as an Aunt Betty steamy pud... And this is the Aunt Betty Steamy Pud month. This is my second favourite Aunt Betty Steamy Pud. That's not a good thing necessarily, but it is my second favourite Aunt Betty Steamy Pud.
Aunt Betty should be fucking ashamed of herself.
Yeah, I would say
so. Well, let's judge her on a new premium line, which we'll be eating.
Oh, I think that's going to be worse.
Is it a premium line? That's is that what it's branded as?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I'd be keen to try that.
That makes me, because I'm like, they're going to try and be fancy. Stick to your dried fruit shelf life style puddings, Betty. You know what you're good at. Stick to it.
I would like to predict that the mouthfeel was the same as every other Aunt Betty cunt shit.
Correct.
Wee-oo, surprise cunt, absolutely right.
I'd like to guess that the sauce to pud ratio is about 80 to 20, like ooh, everything.
Correct.
Wee-oo, exactly correct, the same as all the other fucking ones.
I'd like to guess that the sweetness is a 7 out of 10 and the fruitiness is a 2 out of 10.
Yeah.
A little sweeter, more like an 8 out of 10 on the sweetness.
Probably an 8 out of 10
on the
fruitiness.
Okay,
maybe
3
shit.
Out of
you
10 on
up.
The fruitiness.
I'm
so
not close,
shit.
But you haven't fucking nailed it.
So just the wee is a good alarm. This is the bad one. You get the bad.
You know, you guys think you're up there in your high castle because I didn't get to eat any puddings, but I got to have Subway for lunch.
I can't express to you how much you're getting the better end of this fucking deal, cunt.
I'm so fucking sick of puds.
All right, let's get your final thoughts and your puds out of 5.
All right.
5.
It's Broden's joke. I'm giving this half a pud. It wasn't as inedible as the chocolate and the golden syrup. It wasn't as good as the caramel, but it was fucking bad. It was fucking bad, but the dates saved it. The dates gave it a half pud for me. That's all I can say.
What was it? What have I done? I've done like between half and one and a half with the puds.
Just go with your pud, which is your heart. Just go with your pud, mate. Don't worry about what else you've... Don't worry about any of that. Just go with your pud.
One pud.
One pud.
Wow. One pud.
One pud. It's better than... It's the second best. It's the best of the gooey puds.
You're too fucking generous, cunt.
It is the best of the gooey puds. Guilty. I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying it's the best of. That's a relative statement.
Yeah.
Do you disagree?
Hail Mary. What? Yeah. Oh, I disagree.
What do you think is better? Which do you think is better?
I think the caramel pud is the best one.
I think the caramel pud with some dates, so it gets it a little closer to the only one that really is a contender, which is the plum pudding.
Mm.
Well, that caps off the Auntie Betty Steamy Pud Month. We'll see you.
What a good pud month. Week. Can I just say thank you to all of our patrons for supporting us through the Aunt Betty Steamy Pud Month.
I'm excited for Sarah Lee.
You know, we went out on a limb doing a whole month on the Aunt Betty Steamy Pud. And you've really backed us and we appreciate it.